In the last 3 years, Ultra's received $46 million worth of federal contracts, what that business and most defense contractors rely on. But as the sequester and other federal budget cuts kick in, those contracts are drying up. The North Carolina Military Business Center's executive director, Scott Dorney, says the industry's starting to feel the effects.
Construction projects are being delayed until the money begins to flow. Service contracts that can be delayed may be delayed, and any contracts that could be cut short without violating national defense and security, may be reduced.
Defense is a $23 billion business in the state. Dorney says it's our second biggest industry. Last year, a George Mason University report predicted the sequester could cost almost 12,000 jobs, just in defense, just this year. Dorney says it's more complicated than that. He expects the government to postpone projects rather than to kill them, and then eventually the money to flow back in.
Those critical projects and critical systems and critical contracts that have to be done, they have to be done in a lot quicker time frame.
But no one knows when that will be, if it will be. And that's one of the main complaints of defense contractors, uncertainty. Uncertainty about what will be cut and when. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.